We continue our learning Le'ili Nishmas, David ben Menachem, Lushem Nechem Yaakov, Pinchas Eliyahu, we are in Yevamos, Perek Tezvav, Mishnah Ches. Ha'isha shalcha hi uva'ala l'midin asayam uvina imahem. You have a woman and her husband went overseas and they had a son, they had a child with them, and then she comes from Midin asayam, from overseas, and tells us like this, va'amra meis ba'ali. My husband passed away, va'acharkach meis b'ni. So the husband passed away. We typically, in our other cases, would allow her to remarry, except for the problem that there may be the potential of yibum. Here, if she has a child, though, there's no yibum at all because her husband had a child, so she's not zukuka liyibum, even if there's a brother. But here, she's saying that my husband died and then my son died. What she's pointing out is that the son passed away, but had the son passed away before the husband, so then that would mean that they were married without children. When the husband passed away, then she would be zekuka liyibum if there's a brother. But here she's saying, I'm admitting that my husband passed away and my son passed away, but in that order. So when my husband passed away, or he still had a son, therefore I'm not, there's no yibum bond between me and the brother if there's a brother. So what the question is, do I believe the woman or not? So says the Mishnah, ne'emenes. She's believed. Why? Since she went to Medina Sayam with a son, so there was a chazaka already she had that she could marry anyone, and after the husband passed away, and would not have any yibum bond, because there was a son. So now that she comes to tell us that my husband passed away and my son passed away, we don't have to now say, oh, well, maybe it's the reverse, and the son passed away first, and therefore you are zekuka liyibum. No, she's believed. We retain the original chazaka that she had, and therefore there's no zikas yavam at all. But if she said, meis b'ni v'acharkach meis ba'ali, my son died, and then my husband died, meaning I'm coming to tell you that I am zukuka liyibum. There is a brother, and I'm supposed to marry my brother-in-law because it's true I went overseas and we had a son together, and therefore if the husband passed away, there would be no din of yibum. But I'm coming to tell you that the son passed away, and then my husband passed away. So at that point, the son passed away first, and then Meis Ba'ali, and then my husband died. So if there was no son, that means she is Zukuka Liyibum. I'm telling you, I have to have Yibum. Says the Mishnah, ain't a man an emenis. She's not believed, because she, through this testimony, is releasing herself from that original Chazaka. The Chazaka was there. There is no din of Yibum because she went overseas with a son. So therefore, she's not going to be believed. What are we afraid of? We're afraid we say Shema Ineha Nasna Biyavam. Say the Mefarshim. Maybe she has to set her eyes on the Yavam, on her brother-in-law, and that's why she's coming up with this story. She cannot remove herself, release herself from that original Chazaka. V'choshishin l'dvarel. But we still are concerned that maybe she's telling the truth. Meaning, we're not going to have her do Yibum, but she should not remarry someone until she has Chalitza, because in a sense this is Shavya Anafsha Chaticha Di. She makes herself like something prohibited, and she believes she is a zikas yibum, and therefore v'choletzes v'lo misyabemes. Yibum, no, but chalitza we will require. Perek tezvav mishnah tes. Continuation of the mishnah about a woman and her husband who went midin asayam, but in this case they did not have a son. Nitan li bein b'midin asayam. So she comes back and says from the trip, she said, I went away with her husband, and then comes and says, we had a son overseas. I became pregnant, and we had a son. And then she adds, but va'oma meis b'ni v'achakach meis ba'ali. But my son passed away, unfortunately, and that happened first. And then my husband passed away, and therefore I am zukuka liyibum. I am supposed to have yibum. Ne'emenes. She's believed to have yibum. Why? Because since when she left, she didn't have a son, and therefore she had a chazaka that she is zukuka liyibum if the husband would pass away. So now her testimony, she's not taking herself out of that original chazaka, and therefore she's believed to say that yes, she had a son, but the son died before the husband, and therefore she's back to being zukuka liyibum. She's prepared to have yibum because she's the one who gives us the information that we know before. This is what we call a pesha asar, hu a pesha hitir. The mouth that prohibits is the mouth that permits, meaning the mouth that came, the testimony that came to say, the testimony that that she's giving us that tells us that there's a son and therefore there is no mitzvah of Yibum is the same mouth that comes to say, but the son died and therefore there is a mitzvah of Yibum. So all that ne'emanus is coming from her. We have that concept in Maseder Zeroim. We'll have it in Maseches as well. Hapesha asar hu hapesha hitir, and therefore she's believed. But what if she said, Meis ba'ali v'achakach meis b'ni? This is the woman who went overseas with her husband, did not have any children. That's our case. And she says, yeah, but I became pregnant and I had a son over there. But my husband died and then my son died. So husband dying first would mean that the husband died, so she should be, and then the son died. So she's saying, we had a son when the husband died. We had this child. Now you didn't know about this child. I'm the one who's offering that information. When I left, we had no children, so I was a zukuka liibum. But I'm telling you, we had a child, and the husband passed away, but the child was still alive at that time. So we had a child, and therefore I do not have a mitzvah of ibum. I should be able, therefore, to marry anyone. She cannot release herself from the zika of Yibum because there was a chazaka, she was zukuka liibum when she left. The choshishin ledevarel, but as we had in the previous Mishnah, we still have to be concerned. True, we don't believe her in the sense that we require Yibum, she's not, or we require something, we assume there's a zika rather. We can't just let her say that she's free to marry anybody because there was a son and the son was alive when her husband passed away based on our testimony. We're not going to believe that, but we are but choshishin ledevarel, we still have to be concerned that she's prohibiting herself upon the Yavam. She's saying, I should not have Yibam. So therefore, what do we do? V'choletes below misyab emes. So to get rid of the zikas Yibam, we do chalitza, but she can't do Yibam because we're afraid that maybe she is telling the truth that there's no mitzvah of Yibam at all. And that would mean that she's living with her, according to her testimony, she's living in sin with her brother-in-law, which obviously is not permitted.